my dad was so strict, he frightened us. So I thought, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be soft. And it was all wrong. It didn't work.
What happened then?
Well, my daughter went off the rails at 12, 13 years old. One of them, I should say. The other one didn't. But, you know, I think they've got personalities of their own as well, haven't they?
Well, of course.
Those two were brought up in the same family, the same way, and they both went different ways.
Your 12-year-old daughter who went off the rails, what did she do?
What did she do? Anything she could do to go against anything I said.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Well, she had to end up in a home in the end because she stole people's cars. I mean, she stole my car to start with, just drove off at the age of 12 and 13, did whatever she liked. She just thought she could do anything.
She started stealing cars at 12?
Yes, yes.
And when she started behaving like that, I mean because that kind of behaviour is horrific, isn't it?
Yes,
you must have been horrified as a mum.
I was, especially when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and a husband who didn't want to know her, couldn't be bothered. So I got in the social services to help me. That's the only way. And they told me I had to take her to court so that they would take her off of my hands and into their hands to sort her out because she was going completely wrong. So I did it. I stood in court and asked the judge to take her away from me and into their hands, which he did do. So they put her in a home a long way away and she then proceeded to steal the governor's car of the home. And she
stole the governor who ran the home's car.
Yeah, yeah. She just went, she went berserk. She just did anything she wanted to do. But I tell you what, she is now 40 years old, respectable, got a daughter just like she was, and now she understands. But you see, now I've been church going for 25 years, I've watched all my friends, the friends I have now, the difference it makes when you respect God, respect parents, respect teachers, whoever.
Why did your daughter not respect you then? Because you were
you
too soft
me.
On her?
I think it's because I was too soft. I went the opposite to my dad, thinking that was right, and it was wrong.
But you sound like a nice person, Jane.
Yeah, I think I am.
So you sound... I mean, let me be quite frank with you, Jane.
On.
You do not sound like the kind of mum...
Right.
Who would have had a 12-year-old daughter who went joyriding in your own car?
I know, and I never did it. And I don't know where she got the idea from. Where did I get these ideas from?
So,
I haven't got a clue.
So have you spoken to your daughter now as an adult? Have you sat down with
definitely.
Her?
Definitely. She cuddles me and apologises for what she was.
And why was she like that? Has she vocalised it to you?
No, not at all.